This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Could some of the hostages Hamas is holding soon be free? Hamas says yes.
Senior Hamas officials say an agreement could be reached soon in which the militant group would release hostages and Israel would free Palestinian prisoners. Israel, the US, and Qatar, which mediates with Hamas, have been negotiating for weeks over a hostage release that would be paired with a temporary ceasefire in Gaza and the entry of more humanitarian aid. Similar predictions, though, of a hostage agreement in recent weeks have proven premature. Hamas's leader in exile, Ismail Haniyeh, has also said they were close to a deal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Millions of us are expected to hit airports and highways in record numbers over the Thanksgiving holiday. Mother Nature could foul things up, though. A storm system is expected to move across the nation into the Northeast today and tomorrow. That'll mean thunderstorms, gusty wind, and maybe even snow in some places. Shots fired at a Walmart last night.
A shooter opened fire Monday night at a Walmart in Ohio, wounding four people before killing himself, according to police. Officials say the man walked into the Walmart in Beaver Creek, which is in the Dayton metropolitan area, around 8:30 Monday night and began firing a gun, injuring four people. The victims were taken to area hospitals. Police say the shooter died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. I'm Julie Walker.
A man authorities say shot and killed three people, apparently in a property dispute in Colorado, is on the loose, they say. A fourth person was critically wounded in the incident yesterday in the West Cliff area, southeast of Colorado Springs. If you couldn't stay up to see the game last night, the Eagles beat the Chiefs 21-17. This is AP News. About global warming.
A new UN report finds global warming is accelerating. In the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement, countries agreed to try to limit warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius or 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit above pre-industrial levels. Monday's emissions gap report from the United Nations Environment Program says to have a shot at that goal, nations will have to slash their emissions by 42% by the end of the decade.
The report shows that the emissions gap is more like an emissions canyon.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
A canyon littered with broken promises, broken lives, and broken records.
Carbon emissions from fossil fuels rose 1.2% last year, and the report calculates that the Earth is on a warming trend towards more like 2.7 to 2.9 degrees Celsius. The European Climate Service says Earth averages were already at or over Paris Agreement goals 40% of the days this year and set a record on Friday.
I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.